lot of people ask where flu has been for the last few years. The timing and severity of the past two flu seasons has been different than our typical flu seasons before the COVID-19 pandemic. With little activity over the last 2 years and some drops in vaccine coverage, population immunity is likely lower, and it's possible we could see a lot of flu illness this season.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, in a video posted earlier today, she also got her flu shot on camera and encouraged everyone to do the same. October typically marks the start of the annual flu season. Also, the pandemic is not over. There are new variants popping up. Dr. Monica Gandhi is an infectious disease physician and a professor of medicine at UC San Francisco, and she joins me now to talk about this. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about the flu first. And what are experts saying about the severity of this year's flu season?
Well, so the dance between a host and pathogen also depends on host immunity. So what I mean by that is that we usually use what's going on in the southern hemisphere to let us know what's going to happen here in the winter, because of course the southern hemisphere, their winter is in our summer. And In Australia, there were high rates of influenza. And because there's been very little influenza the last 2.5 years of the COVID pandemic, people are not as immune, especially children who usually aren't, usually have been exposed to more pathogens by now, but a lot of young children have spent their last 2.5 years not being exposed to very much. So we did see more severity, unfortunately, among the young. And that just means that we have a flu vaccine, and that is from young to old. In older people, we have to give a higher dose, but the flu vaccine is available, should be, I definitely agree with the CDC director, this is the right year to take the flu vaccine.
Right, and how effective is it in preventing infection?
You know, just like the COVID vaccine, and I feel like we could have learned from the flu vaccine, it doesn't actually prevent all infections. And I think that's very clear of now the COVID vaccine, right? Like what the COVID vaccine is preventing is severe disease. And it's remarkably effective. Right now, Singapore, with a 99% vaccination rate, is having no severe disease from the new COVID variants, which we'll talk about later. Little. There are 46 people in their hospital system with COVID across the entire country. Why? Because they have really high rates of vaccination, but they're, of course, having a lot of infections, unfortunately, of these new variants of COVID. So going back to flu, the design of the flu vaccine, what vaccines mainly do is prevent severe disease. So the reason to get a flu vaccine is maybe not to necessarily not get the flu, because you may have mild symptoms, but to cut the proportion of those who have severe disease, because influenza does cause severe disease. In a typical year, there are 40 to 50,000 deaths a year from influenza. It is a serious respiratory pathogen. So that's the reason to get vaccinated, knowing that you may have a mild infection.
And you say it's really affecting children, but are they more able to bounce back and not have serious repercussions?
So the thing about influenza is it affects the very young and the very old. So that doesn't mean like an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old. It means the very young. And why? Because they actually are in that kind of period where children have excellent immune systems, but little ones, very little ones, can't fight influenza as well. And they also haven't seen very many colds or RSV, and they have something that some of us think we have created an immunity debt over the last couple of years. What immunity debt means is that children have seen very little infections, and that can help build their immune system and expand their immune repertoire. So all that means is, to me, it means that it is the time of year to get an influenza vaccine if you're very small. I would get it across the entire lifespan, but I'm very interested in the extremes of age getting it.
And by very small, you're talking about babies?
Yes.
They can get a vaccine, a flu vaccine?
Yeah, they can get a vaccine down to 6 months.
Okay.
So it's really, anyone who's 6 months and older, that's as young as we can get.
And then, of course, people who take care of little babies need to be vaccinated.
Yes, because exactly right, that this year, if people are out, I mean, certainly that healthcare centers and childcare centers, it's good for everyone to get vaccinated. And actually, I will say that there's a real push to vaccinate in childcare centers this year.
Okay, so let's move on to COVID. There are these new subvariants out and about now. They're called BQ1 and BQ1.1. I guess they're subvariants of BA5. Lots of letters and numbers there.
I mean, remember that these are all, to be fair, they're all Omicron. They are all Omicron. We haven't had a new variant. Remember, that would be Pi. That would be the one after Omicron. We haven't had a new variant since November 26th, but these are all little offshoots, subvariants of the Omicron variant. And that's correct, BA5.
So we're being told to get the booster that target BA4 and 5. Would that also help with BQ1 and 1.1?
Yes. The reason is this. We have to remember that we have to divide the immune system into kind of three parts. There's antibodies, which really protect us up in the nose area, so it protects us from mild infections. The White House was hoping that by boosting everyone with a BA5-specific booster, we'd have fewer mild infections. We don't know that data yet, but that was the hope. And then there are what are called T cells and B cells, and those are cellular immunity. They're basically more comprehensive immunity that you get from the vaccines. And our bivalent, like you said, is not directed against BQ1.1 and BQ1.1. It's directed against BA4, which is pretty much gone, BA5, which is 80% of our strains right now, and then actually the ancestral strain, by the way, which is very much gone as well. The bivalent means the ancestral strain, but it's gone. But boosters are helpful in expanding our T cells and our B cells, and our antibodies may not work as well against BQ1, so we may get mild infections, but they're good for expanding our cellular immunity to all of these variants. And why is that important? Because our cellular immunity is what prevents severe disease. So, for example, there was a very important study just over the weekend from Lancet, 30 million people in the UK, and those who are older, 65 and older, they really needed that first booster. They probably needed that second booster, and they probably need this third booster.
Okay, and do we know if these subvariants are as severe or not as severe, or if they can evade so-called natural immunity? Do we know anything? Are they that different from BA5 or just kind of more of the same?
No, they're really not that different. And I know that there's been kind of reports, oh, they're more severe. This is the worst variant of all. You know, that has come out a lot kind of in some people saying that, but that isn't actually shown. And in fact, all the Omicron variants in general are less virulent than Alpha and Delta were in our remote past. It seems like a long time ago, but it doesn't mean that they're not virulent, meaning especially older people really, really need good immunity to Omicron, because even adenovirus, rhinovirus, mild RSV, even mild infections, if you're older and have multiple comorbidities, can really tip you over, unfortunately, into illness during the respiratory pathogen season. So I keep on really pushing the message that older people especially need this Omicron-specific booster, or even the old booster. It's really just about getting a booster immunity going into these variants.
Okay, get your booster, get your flu shot, do it now. Dr. Monica Gandhi, infectious disease physician and professor of medicine at UC San Francisco. Thanks for joining us again.